at the red zone, Bill was talking about just obviously going to get to the red zone right. more, but just when you are down there, what have you seen as kind of has been some of the issues?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been some negative plays down there that have really killed the drive. So, you know, then you start to regroup, and it's just not enough to put the ball in the end zone. So, for us, it's doing everything better. It's coaching better. It's executing better. So, as a unit, I think that's been our battle cry this week.
A lot of young quarterbacks, rookies, are having immediate success. What do you kind of chalk that up to so many young players playing well at the quarterback position, which is so tough to play?
Yeah, I mean, I think just, you know, from our individual standpoint, just that's really what my concern is. So, you know, from playing to coaching, I think it's a bridge between both of them. I think that, you know, we got to do a better job putting the guys in the right position. And then, you know, from their standpoint, whether it's a bad situation they're in, just not making it worse with a turnover and or executing whatever, you know, is there from an offensive standpoint.
On that topic with Brock, with some of the interceptions, is it a case of, you know, maybe he, you know, isn't looking off enough? What are some of the things he can do to throw less interceptions and just have a higher percentage?
Yeah, I think when we start the game, it's taking a profit if it's there. And if it's not there, throwing it away, we got another down. Certainly we want to be aggressive with the ball in our hands, but obviously when ball security is the number one priority.
How have you seen Will Fuller develop, and what are you looking for him that maybe you haven't seen so far?
Yeah, there's some things to correct each week with Will. He's a rookie. He's definitely putting his time in. He's definitely learning from the veterans. He's learning from the coaching every day in practice. There's some things today that he can get better on. So he's a very astute player. He's on top of his mistakes, and he writes his notes down, and he looks to correct those the next day. So, you know, the more you play, the better you get, or the more consistent you play. And really that's kind of where we're at with him.
George, you said a few weeks ago to have long runs, everybody's got a block.
Yep.
You haven't had any long runs from a guy with great speed. How would you describe your wide receivers' contributions to the running game?
Yeah, I mean, that's a part of it. Certainly there's a bunch of different combinations of coverages that, you know, some of the new guys are seeing out there for the first time. But, you know, from their standpoint, it's recognizing the personnel, okay, whether it's safeties, linebackers, DBs that are in a linebacker position. And making sure they're putting the hats on the right people. It's also communication from inside out. Is the line responsible for those safeties? So, you know, that always has to improve. And, you know, the running game's it's an 11-man project out there. It's not only just the line, but the quarterback directing the receivers and also the receivers doing their responsibility, what they're taught.
About the blocking, how is the offensive line coming around, making progress? How do you assess that, George?
Yeah, you know, from – offensive line play is all about cohesion, being on the same page, stepping with the right, whether it's foot or feet, depending on what the particular block is. So, you know, as a group, it's going to get better each week, and it has to. You know, part of the deal is running the football. So the double teams, the individual blocks, maintaining their lane, whatever gap they're responsible for is really, you know, the technique is essentially the number one thing.
Is Lamar as effective between the tackles as you thought he would be? Or what?
He does a nice job of, you know, if there's nothing inside the tackles, is breaking it to the outside. He's had plenty of those runs, you know, and then it's a matter of sustaining the blocks both on the perimeter and inside.